yasriach, that the may should not become rotten, should not rot, should lay yasriach, should start smelling. If he's still on top of the mattress, on top of the pillow, from the heat of that material, he may become hot and will start be masriach. Therefore, on Shabbos, you'll have to put him onto the ground. So the Mira learns Pshat, that after it says, Shrem to Mesakar, really it's only mutter to pull out the pillow underneath him. And the Memela, his head will fall down. And that the Mishnah says, the Matil Noisa Yala Chil, means Memela's head will fall on the Chil. Of Enachnami, one Pshat is that you're not allowed to attack a touch your mace, move the mace, even to put him onto the ground. Because that's called the Tiltul Muksa, that's Aser. It's only mutter to pull out the pillow, and the Memela's head will fall down. But the other enemy says, the other Pshat is no, that if you want the mace to be on the ground and he won't be Masriach, that's also mutter to move him, but then providing you have the Eitz, you have to put a kikor or some object that's mutter to touch on Shabbos, put it on top of the mace, and then the mace is like bottle to this, and it's a kulu midrabon, and then you're allowed to move the mace. So that's the loch, the mace is bechama, in the sun, and it's not nice for him to be in the sun, he starts to rot away, so then you're allowed to put a piece of bread or anything that you could touch on top of him, and that's headed to move him on Shabbos. So the Mishnah also could mean that. The Datar says, Matil Moise Alachil, you let her put the mace down on the ground, so it should be, Vishvil Shiyamtim, means it should not be Masriach, that's also Mutter, Ayadei, Kikar, or Atinik, or that, or some object that's Mutter. But as the Mishnah, Koshrin Esalechi, you let her tie up his jaw bones. What does that mean? Shalo Yale. You see his mouth is opening up, becoming wider and wider, it's a bizarre for the mace, so you're allowed to tie down his jaw bones, that it should not open up wider his mouth. Ela shelo yosef. The Mishnah says, loy shiyala, you're not allowed to tie it up like to close his mouth, because that's being isamuk, so you're moving his mouth. Ela shelo yosef, but you could tie up his cheeks so that the mouth won't open up wider. The same halach we had before like this, koira shenishbro, if you have your beam in your roof that broke on Shabbos, starts to cave in a little bit, is soimchen oisoi besavsel. You're allowed to put a chair standing up that holds up the roof now. Oi barucha samita, or else take the beams along your bed. Loi shetala, you're not allowed to put the beam there today to pick up the broken beam that's caving in to pick it up, because that will be an issur of binyan, like Rashi says. Devil leboina. Elish loi toisif, you have a head there just to leave it to meet it where it is right now. Today the beam should not cave in further. That's mutter. So the same thing we're saying here by mace. You're allowed to tie up his jawbones, the cheeks, so that it doesn't open up wider the mouth, but not to close it. So the Gemara, I will omar Rabbi Yehuda omar Shmuel, Maise b'talmidei shel Rabbi Meir. There's once a Maise with the Talmidim from Rabbi Meir, shenichnas achrav lebeis hamerchitz. It's after Rabbi Meir went into the beis hamerchitz, the Talmidim went after him, and it was on Shabbos. Bikesh l'hadiach karka. They wanted to rub the floor. Omar loy ein madichin. It's also to clean the floor of the beis hamerchitz on Shabbos. Loss of karka, then they wanted to rub it with oil. He's the covered Reb Meir, they wanted to make the floor nice. Or maloi ein tzochin. They told him, no, you're not allowed to rub with oil on Shabbos. So here the kasher is that, so Rashi learns the kasher is that just like the ambati is muksa on Shabbos, it's something that's muksa. You're not allowed to rub with oil. So dehu adin mace. Since the mace is muksa on Shabbos, it should be also to rub the mace on Shabbos. So how does the Mishnah say you're allowed to rub a mace with oil on Shabbos? And the Gemara, no. Karka bekarka michlefu. Hey, the pshat is not the tzigzera, you can't rub something that's muksa. That's not the tzigzera here. Als muksa alone, you're allowed to rub it, because it's not cold, you're moving it. No, the issa here is, if you're going to rub the floor, by a floor, you always have the tzigzera, dilma ashve gumas. Maybe you come to smooth out holes in the floor, which will be an issa binyan. See, even though you're smoothing out now by the beis hamerchitz, that has stones on the floor, but it's a gzeira karka b'karka. If you come to smooth out or rub the floor of a beis hamerchitz which has stones, you come to smooth out other karkois, other grounds that doesn't have stones. And with other grounds, if you rub it with oil, there'll be an issur d'oraisa of ashvo gumas. You're smoothing out the holes, will be an issur binyan. Ma'asein kein, meis b'karka le'michlef. His karka b'karka michlefo. Of a meis b'karka le'michlef. Of a meis with karka, you won't make a mistake. Therefore, you're allowed to rub a mace with oil on Shabbos, because there's no gzera until you come to rub a floor on Shabbos. It's a mace and a floor are two different things. So the Gemara koil lasu yemai. The Mishnah says you're allowed to do cold sorche mace. What does everything mean? And the Gemara lasu Yehuda Tana Rabbonin Mevi'in Kli Maker. You're allowed to bring a cold glass to make like to cool them off. Trashi Kli Maker Shemevi'in Kirirus Kagoyin Schuchis. You want to bring a glass, a cool glass. O Kli Matchis Rosa Keli a metal Keli. O Manichin Al Krisoi. And you put this Keli on top of the stomach of the mace. Kidei Shalei Tafuach. Kidei the stomach should not burst open. That's one thing you could do. O feike kin esna cover. You let us stop up, cover up, like stop up all his holes. His nose, his mouth. You let us stuff it up. That the ruach, the wind, should not come inside it, and that will make it be masriach. Shloima Melech also spoke about this b'chokhmosai. That what, like Rashi says, that there's such a mitzvah that the stomach of the mace, after his mace, bursts open. Yeah, the what? The pasuk says in Kehelis, Ad asher lo yerosek chevel hakesef, till you will not break the chevel, the string made out of silver. So Rashi, what does this mean? Ze chut hashedra. That's the chut hashedra, the backbone should not break. It's when your mace, eventually the backbone breaks. Rashi says, Zechut hashedra shu kimin chevel v'lofin kesef. It's like a white string, like silver. Right? Then the pasuk says, V'sorutz gulas hazov. His gulas is a lotion like the well will break. So the Gemara ze ama. That's the aver of a person. Rashi is the woma shu mayin shol toloda. That's the mayin with the zero the person comes out when you give birth with the given to the isha she come pregnant. K'may gulas mayim. Like the kval, like the brooks of the water. That's called the Vatara to Shebrek Gulas Hazov, like the wells of the water. Vaita, the Pasuk says, Visi Shover Kad Al HaMabua. And it will break a pitcher on the Mabua. What does that mean? Vaita, Venoritz. Hey, Zeha Keres. This goes on the Keres, that means the stomach. Hey, like we're saying, the stomach of the mace will burst open. The end of the Pasuk says, the noroids hagalgal el habor, that it would break the galgal, the wheel near the bor, near the kval, near the ditch. Ze ferish, that means that's the junk. Trashi the galgal losh and galal, the junk that comes out of the person. V'chein huwayim, another pasuk says amalachai v'zarisi ferish apanechim, that Kosh Baruch will throw the junk in front of your face. Peresh ferish chagechim, the junk of the chagechim of a chag of a yomtiv. What does that mean? Omarav Huna, Fiyamrilo Omarav Chaga, Elu Bnei Odom Shemanichim Divrei Torah. These are people that leave the Divrei Torah, they don't work, they don't learn Torah, they don't not Makayim the Torah. Vyoisim Kol Yemeim Kechagim. But instead, all their life, they just have Tanugim Rashi, they just enjoy themselves. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? You have too much Tanugim, he throws the junk back at you. What does that mean? Omarav Levi, Omarav Papi, Omarav Yeshua, Liachash Loisha Yomim. After 3 days that a person is mace, is kurisa nefkas, his stomach bursts open, for nefelis loyaponov, and all the junk from inside comes down in front of his face. The Ameris loy, and tells the person, toil mashin asatabi, take back what you gave me. Now that's the thing, if you just have hano oilam azeh, you keep on having too much tanugim, and you leave over the Torah, that's what happens. Yes, Mishnah Baita. Ein miyatzmin es hameis bishabbos. You're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos. Poshet al smuksa, you're not allowed to touch it. So the Gemara, Zot Mishnah, V'loi b'choil im yitzias nefesh. And even in the middle of the weekday, you're not allowed to close the eyes b'shas yitzias nefesh. As b'shas is a goyses and is about to die, you're not allowed to touch him, you're not allowed to close his eyes. V'hama'atzim im yitzias nefesh. And if somebody closes the eyes of a person, b'shas, his yitzias teshama, b'shas is dying, Harezeh Shefech Domim, it's considered as if you killed him. So Drashi, Es Eino B'Shabbos Afilu Achi Yetzias HaNefesh Shemezes B'Yevu. His aunt Shabbos is also to close his eyes even after he died, because you're moving Muksa. Of a Shefech Domim in the middle of the week, Drashi on the forest for Brayso B'Gemara, Shebeterech Muat, for a little bit Terech, a little bit moving, the person is Mekarv Misosai, you bring closer his Misa. Therefore, it's Nagei, if a person is a Goyseh, he's on his dying bed, You're not supposed to hold him, you're not supposed to touch him. And more people like to hold his hands, to rub him, to make him feel good. No, you're not supposed to touch him. Because a little bit touching, you move him, may cause him to die a little bit earlier. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbonin. If somebody closes the person's eyes, Peshas is dying, that's considered as if you killed him. Moshe, it's example, Lener Shekov of Aleches, to a candle that's going out, it's on its way out. Odem Meniach Etzbo Aleo Miyad Kofsa. If you put your hand on top of the Ner, it goes out right away. See, also, if you put your hand, you move this person that's about to die, you may cause them to die earlier. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Horoitze Sheyes Atzmu Einav Shomeis. If somebody wants to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos, like the Chur was saying, there's no Eitzah to do it on Shabbos even after he's dead, because of the Shalom for Muksa. So what's the Eitzah to have it closed, even without touching it? Is Noifach Lo Yain B'Choytma. You should blow some wine into his nose. V'noisin Shemen V'Rinsi Einav. And pour some oil over his eyelids. The oichas b'shnei goydli raglif, and hold on to the two toenails. Just hold on to it. Rashi says oitzrin b'etzpoisu, like hold it tight in your hands. Don't move them. You're not moving the muksa. Just holding them tight. So since you're not moving the muksa, you're not bimetautlit. V'hein misatzmin mi'elehim, and they are closed by themselves. They close by themselves. And this is the eitzah that it should be closed by itself. Now the Mishnah Berurah talks about lamaisa. Some people are noig afi the zoyar. It says it's a very, very big bizoin if a person's mace with his eyes open, they're supposed to close his eyes. See, what some people they do is that they're on Shabbos, they put a kikar, they put some bread on top of the mace, so with that you have a heta to metaltlim, and they close the eyes. And since it's a zoya that says it's a very big bizoin, that's where they're knowing on Shabbos. This is told them, hug him, how the people are knowing. Right. Tanya Reb Shimben and Leoline. Tinik ben yoimai chai, mechalin olives a Shabbos. If a kid, even though he's only one day old, and he comes to a sakona, he got sick, something happened to him, Rulana be mechal Shabbos for him, to do refuah, to help him. Mashenkin David Melech Yisrael Meis, if David HaMelech, though, if he's dead, like Moshe, he died on Shabbos Taka, is a mechalin olav es Shabbos. Once he's Meis, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a Meis anymore, there's no heter. What's the hezver? Tinik ben yoy mechai, if a kid that's one day old, the din is mechalin olav es Shabbos, you'll either be Mechal Shabbos for him, or for any Yid. Why? Omri Torah says, Chilul Olav Shabbos Echot, it's Kedai to be Mechal Shabbos once, to save his life, Kedai Sheyishmer Shabbos Yitarbi, Kedai that he'll be able to live on, and be Mekayim more Shabboses. He'll be a Shema Shabbos, he'll keep many more Shabboses. So it's Kedai to be Mechal one Shabbos, to have somebody here to be Mekayim more Shabboses. Mashen King David Melech Yisrael Meis, once even David is mace, ein mechalav olav. You're not allowed to be mechalav Shabbos. Why? Kiven shemay sodem. Once a person is mace, botem in a mitzvah, he's potter from all the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs don't apply to him. He can't do the mitzvahs anymore. So there's no reason to be mechalav Shabbos for him anyway. He can't do mitzvahs anymore. V'hainu diyam Rabbi Yechon. This is what Rabbi Yechon says. The pasuk says b'maseim chofshi. That means kiven shemay sodem. Once a person dies, nase chofshi min a mitzvahs. He becomes freed from mitzvahs. He doesn't have to do any mitzvahs anymore. Not that he doesn't have to do, but he can't do any more mitzvahs anymore. There's no such thing as a kiyum ha-mitzvah once you mace. The more about it. V'tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. Tinik ben Yoimai Chai. If a tinik that's one day old, ain't sorich l'shoimroi min ha-chuda. You should know you don't have to watch him from the weasels and minakvorm from the mices. Avol oig melech haboshin mace, but even the big giant oig melech haboshin, once he's mace, soruch lishomer min achudu minakvorm, is you have to watch him mace from the weasels and from the mice. What's the pshat? Shenema, because the posik says, umarachem vechitchem yiyah. The Ebisha gave a brocha that the animals will be afraid of the people, of a person. So we dashin calls the man shodim chai. Calls the man a person is alive is a mosai mutelat ala brias. That the brias means that the behemoths are afraid of you. Abekivin shemais. Once a person is mace, botle mosai. It's bottle is brocho, and the animals are not afraid of you anymore. Therefore, even a weasel and a mouse would run after oig melech haboshin. So Rashlan's the pshat is the pasuk says vechitchem means loshin chiyuschem. If calls the man you're alive, then you have this brocho. Tomorrow Amarav Papa. Nikitinon Ari Ave Trele Nofel. A lion would not attack two people. Rashi says, Ari Ave Trele Nofel, Lahorgun, Kedixiv Marachem, Tre, it's Mashmetu, Uksiv Akol Chayesorets, Piafilu Ari. It's even a lion will be afraid of a person, and he won't attack two people. Fred Gemara Ai Hokochazin and Denofel. I, we see that a lion does attack two people, does kill two people also. So what's pshat? And the Gemara, who could the Rami Baraba? That goes according to Rami Baraba. The Wati Omar Rami Baraba. Rami Baraba says, Ein chaya sherletes biodom at shenid maloi kebhema. A chaya, a wild animal, does not attack a person unless the wild person acts and is doima to a behema. In other words, if you do averis, that you're doima to a behema, then a behema will be sherlet on you. But calls a man, you have a neshama, and you watch it, you do mitzvahs, then a behema is afraid of you. Shenema, the posik says until him, Odom bikar ba'yolin nimsho ke behema is nidmu, that a person could also become doima, could be appeared to a behema. In other words, if you do ma'aseh behema, you do averis, you also become doima to a behema. The male and animal then won't be afraid of you, and he'll attack you. So that's the reason why sometimes we see that a lion does attack two people. The pshat is those two people are also doimet to behemoth. Shrashi nimshul means mi shechaya moishel is boy. If you see an animal, a wild animal attacks you, if you do a shecha behemoth nidmet. It's a raya that to the lion you look like a behemoth also. That's why he attacked you. But if you'd be a choshev person, he won't attack you. Right. Oma Rebbe Chanina. Also, lishon bebayis yichidi. You're not allowed to sleep in a house alone. Bebayis yichidi. V'chol hayoshin bebayis yichidi. Whoever sleeps in the house alone, ochzos a leilus. A leilus is a shade. The shade of the night could attack you. It's a little sakona. And the miri is masba. The pshat is you shouldn't sleep yourself. He says v'chein v'chol shu mevi atzmo dey nesoyin shapachet. You should never put yourself in a matzah where you're going to be afraid. The hakel of teva depends upon the teva of a person, but he says luyitzu you have to sleep alone. Luyitzu you put yourself into a matzav of a pachad. Avad of pshat is you're supposed to be b'teich in the kodesh baruch hu. That'll save you. The yisasek b'teich liba b'divrei Torah and learn a little bit Torah. Like the Gemara Bracha says, kol akira shmal mitosai kilu oichas cher pefiyos biyodish. Never running my skel begroinim. So if you have no eitzas in Abad, you have to be samech and saying Krishma Shalamita, that will be matzah you from all the mazikim, nothing bad will happen to you. Weiter, some people want to say, I think if you have a light on in the house, it's also a little bit better. Weiter, v'tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, asay ad sha'ata moitzei. Asay means you should do tzedakah, Rashi learns, do the mitzvah tzedakah. Ad sha'ata moitzei means, calls a man, you're going to find aniyim. It's called the money. You have people around that need the money. Go and give it to them. And you have money. In other words, now it's a time when you have money and other people don't have money. So chap around and do the mitzvah tzedakah. And also you're still alive right now. So you have money right now. You can do what you want with it. You might as well go and do mitzvah tzedakah with it. Well, you can still do mitzvahs, go and do mitzvahs. Don't wait till Rachmanis after the Misa when you can't do mitzvahs anymore. V'yav Shloime Oma Bechok Mosai. Who had in Shloime Melech said? The Pasuk says, Uzachor es Barecha b'yamei b'chorasecha. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're still young. Ad Shelo Yavoyo Yimei HaRoa. Before comes the bad days. Elu Yimei HaZikna. What does it mean, the bad days? When you become old, you become a Zokin, it's hard for you to do then. V'hegiya Shonim Asher Toimar Ein Li B'em Chepetz. Will come a time when you'll say you don't want it to come. Ainli bem chepetz, I have no will for this time to come. What does that mean? Elu yimei hamashiach. Yimei hamashiach, when Mashiach will come, like if people say, you're better off if it didn't come. Ainli bem chepetz, I don't have chepetz in this time. We'll soon see what it has to do with the chur fakir. You're supposed to wait for Mashiach to come and want Mashiach to come. We'll soon see what it means. But it says now, achatemer ainli bem chepetz, I have no chepetz in this time. Elu yimei hamashiach. Why? Shein behem loyschus poloychayva. Because when you become the Moshe Mashiach, you won't have any opportunity to do schusim or to do chaydus. So Rashi learns pshat loyschus. Rashi loy dovel lischus boy. You won't be able to do any tzedakah then when Mashiach comes. Sheakulam ashirim. Because everybody will be in Osher then. So merely there won't be the opportunity to give tzedakah. Smell Ashtoyma said, chaper right now and give tzedakah now while you still can before Mashiach comes. For loy chayv is a trashi lamet slave, lik pasiyot, you won't be able to do bad either. Because nobody's going to ask you for tzedakah. You won't be able to be bad and hold back your hand and make your heart strong because nobody's going to ask you. What Mephoshim learned, the pshat is that Yemaisa Mashiach, to be his galus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, will be bought to the Yetzirah. Everybody will see Kloa, Kashem, Hula, Kim. You won't have the Yetzirah. Samela, everybody will do mitzvahs. There won't be a chayv, and eschus means we are not going to get schar for doing mitzvahs then. Hez bizmana then, now we have the Yetzirah. Samela, we have a bechira to do taiva duran. If we do taiva, we get schar for it. Mashenkin, Yemaisa Mashiach, there'll be no Yetzirah. Samela, there won't be any schar for doing the mitzvahs. Everybody will do mitzvahs. There won't be any Yetzirah, so you won't get schar. Melish Toy Manoch says, chaper right now and do mitzvahs now, when you still get schaf for it, rather when it comes to Zman, Asher ain't chaitis them, you're not going to want that Zman, because then you won't be able to be zoich in schar, so chaper right now, do mitzvahs now before Mashiach comes. But Meidach Gisa, Avadi, everybody is supposed to mitzapel Yeshua, is supposed to wait for Mashiach to come, is the pshat, because when Mashiach comes, there'll be a tremendous esgalus of Hashem. Everybody will be makel klo who Hashem is, and it'll be an esgal to the whole world. So we're supposed to feel and want and hope for our Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake that Mashiach will come. Everybody should be makel klo who our Kodesh Baruch Hu is. But I call upon him now, before the Mashiach, we're supposed to chap rein and do the mitzvahs as much as we could. And like you said before, call the man you're alive to do the mitzvahs. Much of the famous act, they say when the Gro, when the Vilna Gaon, right before he was nifter, he said, oh, his last words was like how good this world is, that for little money, you can invest and do mitzvahs and get so much schar. In other words, how much does it cost to buy a pair of tzitzis? To buy a mitzvah? That mitzvah you do, and you do the mitzvah good, how much schar you get for that mitzvah, for the little money you put into it, it's no tzushtel, it's such a good world. You could do so many mitzvahs here and get such schar from this world, that's the way he left the world. In other words, you have to chaperein. You may be chasecha when you're still young and you have the courage to do mitzvahs, chaperein and do them, and the schar will get lost lovely. So the Gemara called for him, this man the Yomar though will plead to Shmuel. This man the Yomar, it says that Yemaisa Mashiach, there won't be any poor people, there won't be any mitzvah tzedakah anymore, he dings a chan Shmuel. The Yomar Shmuel, because Shmuel says always, Ein ben oilam hazel Yemaisa Mashiach. There's going to be no difference between this world, the way we live now, and the way Yemaisa Mashiach will be, El Shibud Malchus Bavad. Will only be that Yemaisa Mashiach, all the goyim will be makir Hashem, there won't be any more Shibud Malchus, the goyim won't bother us. They'll leave the Yidden alone. But achutz from that, we'll have the same type of a life like we have now. In other words, there'll be poor people then also. So there'll also be the mitzvah tzedakah and vice a yetzara then also. Tzinem, Mother Pasuk says, Hilo yechtal evyoin mekev eretz. There'll never be a time that it will end. Evyoin means a poor person in this land. In other words, kol zaman the world exists, there'll always be poor people. And Tanya Reb Lezak Kaper Weimel. Li'olam yevakish odem rachamim. A person should always daven and ask rachmonos from Hashem. Al midezu. That what? That you should not become poor. Should daven to Hashem that you should not become poor. Like Rashi says, Al midezu. Shlo yovenu de'anias. You should not become poor. The dover ha'mezuminu. Because it's very probable to come. Lovoy. Oy olov, oy al benoy, oy al ben benoy. If not on you, on your son. If not on your son, your grandson. But it's very korah, very easy for it to come. We'll soon see. Shimhu loy bov, it doesn't come on you, bov benoy, or come on your son. Vim benoy loy bov, it doesn't come on your son, zot gemara, ben benoy bov, or come on your grandson. Shenem mother posik says, right before this posik of kilo yechtel evi, mikaravoros, the posik says, ki beglal hadov razeh, because of this thing. Vidashin tonen deveri abi shmuel, galgal hu shachoyze, it's like a wheel that goes around and around. That means that the midas of anova is in us. And it was not by us or being our children or grandchildren. But it's a galgal hachayzer, there has to be somebody poor in the mishpacha. Omer Rav Yosef, neketinan, haitzuver mirabonin, a young Talmud Chochem, loymian, he won't become poor. For the Gemara Aiva ko chazinu d'me'ayno, we see a lot of tzurma mirabonin that are poor. And the Gemara Yemisa d'me'ayno, ahadur reyapischol emahadu. He won't be that poor that will have to run around to collect to be a beggar. The Mashor's Mazbir of Pshat is, if you are a chosh of a person, Havada, there'll be people coming to you to give you tzedakah. You won't have to go around looking for the tzedakah. Vaita Omalei Rebbe Chila Vesua. Rebbe Chia told his wife, Ki Osei Aniyah, when a poor person comes to the door, to ask us for food or for some money, agdimole rifter, run fast and give him a piece of bread. Why? That when our children will become poor and they'll go around asking for bread, people will run fast to give them bread. Is Omrule, so she said back to Rabchi, his wife, Melech Kolaiteslu, are you giving us a klol? Like you're saying our children should be poor, that they should also have to, that they will get bread when they ask for it. Omalo, he answered back, Krokok siv, it's not my klol, the Pasuk says like that. It says in the Pasuk, he biglal hadover azir. It's a goggle, it's like a wheel that goes around in the world. That in Mishpacha will eventually be, someone will be poor. Tanya Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoimir. What are we dashing from this? Kol hamarachem ala brias. Somebody that has rachmonas on other people, does stoka, does toif to other people, is danim lekav zchus, is marachmim olav min hashmayim. That's a midah keneged midah. If you are good to other people, the Eibishter will be good back to you, will have Rachmanis back to you. The Chol She'enu Merachim Al Abriyas, but somebody does not have Rachmanis on other people, does not act nice to them, does not give them stokah, is a Merachim Olav Min Hashemayim. Min Hashemayim, they will not do good back to him. They will not be Merachim Amin. Right, the Pasuk says, yeah, now we're dashing again the Pasuk in Kehelis. Pasuk says, Ad Asher Lo Yisech Shach Hashemish V'yor. It's before the time comes when it will be dark, from the sun and the light will go away. Now this pasuk again is going after what we darshan before, that Zechor es berecha b'mei b'churasecho, that Shlomo is saying, chaparayin, do mitzvahs now when you're young, before you become old, ad asher lo yavoi yimei harah, before comes the bad days, v'yigi yashonim asher toimu en li b'em chepetz, or come times when you don't want to have any chepetz for it. And now the pasuk says, ad asher lo yisech shach ha-shemesh v'yor v'hayireach v'akachovim. So with Ashni, before it comes dark, the shemesh and or zu padachas v'yachoytim. That's the forehead of a person is metzach, and his choytim is nose. That these are the things when you're alive shines very much. So when you come old, about to die, it'll stop the shining of it. V'yareach zeh neshama. That's before your neshama leaves you. V'akechovim elu alistos. That's your cheeks. V'shavu the pasuk says ho'avim acher hagoshim, and the clouds will come back after the rain. That means Acher Hageshim Zu More Naim Shalodim. That means the eyesight of a person. As after you cry a lot, the tears come down, you lose like your eyesight. Shoholach Acher Bechi goes away after crying. And Omar Shmuel, Hai Demosa crying tears Ad Avoyim Shonin. Until you're 40 years old, Hodra. Even though when you cry, it takes away from your eyesight, but you'll get better. You'll heal up. You'll be able to see just as good. Mikan v'yelech, once you're 40 years old and older, loy hodra. Then if you cry, it like takes away a little bit of the eyesight, it won't become better anymore. V'yom Rav Nachman, hai kuchla. Yishno kuchla is like eye medicine, eye safe you put in your eyes. Ad aboim shono meravach. When you're under 40 years old, if you have a little eye, you lose your eyesight a little bit, you put in the safe, it'll heal you up, you'll become better again. Mikan v'yelech, once you become 40 years old, afilo malaya. Even if you'll fill up a lot of seif, and kiyavisna digadoi, you're going to use a stick to put the seif in your eyes with a big thick stick, like the stick that the weavers use, is ukumei mukim. The seif, this medicine, will only help your eyes, it won't get worse. Once you're over 40, it's not going to heal up, it won't get your eyesight back again to be perfect. So the Gemara might come Ashmon, like what are you telling me now, this mushroom of using a thick stick to put the seif on your head, on your eyes, the thick stick like weaver stick, is telling us the kama the olim, the thicker the stick is, mikuchla tzfei mali, is the thicker the stick is to use to put the seif in your eyes, it heals you better. Agrashi says, mikuchla eitz, shumachnes v'shuferis, v'noisim beinu v'karvan le'mokho, the thicker it is, the better it is for you. But once you're 40 years old, no matter how thick it is, it's not going to help you to make it better. It'll just keep your eyesight, it won't get worse. So the Mara Maisa, Rabbi Chanina Shchiva Lebrati. Rabbi Chanina's daughter was Nifter. When his daughter was Nifter, he didn't cry about it. He didn't cry over it. So his wife told him, Tanagulto afikas mi besecho. You act as if stam, you threw a chicken out of the house. Like you're acting, you're not crying over your daughter's death, as if you don't cry when a chicken dies. Like she's asking, how come you're not crying? Is it only like to you, like a chicken was dead, he was thrown out of the house? Omalo, so he answered back, no, Avada has tremendous tsar. I lost out my daughter. Or Betarti, you want two things bad to happen to me. Tichlo viviro, you want me like I felt bad now I lost my daughter, but you also want me to lose my eyesight. Shashi, Tichlo viviro, sheyichu bonam, I lose my children vivreim hadima, and because of the tears I should become blind. So he didn't cry because he shouldn't have tears, that the tears should not make him blind. Sovlo zet gemorok, he holds the yama Reb Yechon, he holds like Reb Yechon. Mishum Reb Yosi ben Kitzarta, son of Kitzarta. There were sheish demoyis saying, there are six type of cryings that you have tears. Sholosh yofos, three crying of tears are good for you. Visholosh rois, and three times that you cry, the tears are bad for you. Bad for you means takes away from your eyesight. Shel oshen, if you're crying because smoke goes into your eye. Vishel bechi, Rashi learns mitoich over with sorrow. If you're crying because you have a veil, or somebody died, or you have a lot of sorrows, if that's the reason why you're crying, so those tears. Or else, vishel beis hakisei. Rashi learns mitoich yisurim. When you have to go to the base,